really good group. You got to make some time and effort to attend on the 24th. You're going to love them. On December the 1st, one band, Gainey Osomo and the Lakeside Gamblers will be providing the music here. On December the 8th, one band as well, Mac Manuel and the Lake Charles Ramblers, will be performing. On December the 15th, one band, the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. The Lafayette Rhythm Devils won some awards at the last Lookout Jazz CFMA Awards. They won Band of the Year and Song of the Year with Randy Vedrine. The Frisson Two-Step won the Song of the Year. It was an unbelievable good song, and I'm glad that Randy won. And that on December the 22nd and December the 29th, there won't be any show here at the Liberty Theater because of Christmas and New Year's. And then on January the 12th, the Yvette Landry Band will be providing the music. Talking about school teacher, that's what Yvette Landry does. She's a school teacher in Burbridge and doing really well with her music. Been traveling over the United States playing her music. I'm proud of her as well. She as well started at the jam session, the same jam session in Vermillionville. So I'd like to cordially invite, like today was a beautiful day at Vermillionville. We had probably 30, 35 musicians came and play. It's free to the public. Just come show up on a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and it's free to get in. It's free just to listen. We have some beautiful settings there. Listen to the great traditional Cajun music. It's acoustic, so it's not really, really loud. We have to play low enough to where you can hear the singers. I'd like to cordially invite anybody and everybody, especially if you have some family and friends visiting from other parts of the country or other parts of the United States. They are going to love it, and you will be going back home to Vermillionville when you see what has happened at Vermillionville and the music. So, moving on right down the line, the Creole Blues, Hey Mom. Did you incorporate those two songs together? Or
yes, sir.
No, okay.
The Creole Blues is actually by Mr. Wayne Perry.
Okay.
He was a famous fiddle player from Indian Bayou.
In a relationship?
Not that I can figure.
Really?
Okay.
And yeah, and Hey Mom is just a cool song. I just love that song.
It's a cool song by Cammie Doucet, that mm-hmm. one, right? Okay, great. Let's hear it.
No, not that.
Oh, that's not Hey Mom.
Hampton Frank.
I'm sorry?
It's by Mr. Preston and Mr. Hampton Frank.
Really? Okay. You learn something every day. Well, let's hear it. Thank you. awesome. Boy, I like that meat. A while ago when you and I were talking, I asked you, I said, what interests you in the music and stuff? Did you have an accordion at the house? So, I mean, what happened? You had to be listening to music and say, well, look, I'm just going to pick this accordion and put a tune to it. Is that what happened? No?
Well, I mean, when I was little, I know my mom and dad have told me that my grandpa Noon used to dance with me to...
The Cajun music.
Yeah, he would dance me all the time when we'd ride in the truck with him. He'd put cable on or 88.7, whatever. And then in first grade, my teacher started to teach us Christmas songs in French and things like that. And we would go to the nursing homes and things and stuff like that. And when the hurricane hit and we didn't have any toys or anything like that.
You're talking about Katrina?
Rita.
Rita. Okay, yeah, that's Rita. Right, that's right.
We didn't have anything. No toys, nothing to do. And we stayed at my dad's grandpa's house, and he was just learning the accordion. And I decided just to pick it up.
You picked it up. To your mom and dad's amazement. Mm-hmm. And what was your first song you ever learned?
La Pozonaria.
That's the one everybody loves to learn. Then. If D.L. Minor only knew with that one song, how many people that he encouraged to play Cajun music, because it's a song that you have to play at every dance job, because everybody has recognized that song. Just like the next one, Jolie Blonde. So are you going to sing that one as well, or is Julie going to sing? You don't sing it anymore, you just said one?
I'll back up.
You back up? Good job, too. So Jolie Blonde, are you going to do that on the fiddle?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I wanted to do it on the fiddle because, I mean, I'm sure everyone's heard that Mr. Hallie Castillo has passed away.
Sure.
And he was he's one of my biggest mentors. I mean, he was my idol.
Yeah.
And... he was telling a story once at, I think, Balfa Camp, the adult one, saying how he walked into a restaurant or something, and on the jukebox was Harry Schultz playing Jolie Blonde, and that's the reason why he wanted to start playing fiddle.
Yes, he tells that story all the time. He's actually, his mom sent him to the store. His mom sent him to the store, and Harry Schultz was actually playing, and he heard that song, and he never could... never did forget it, and ended up playing one of his favorite songs for sure. And another guy that's sort of interrelated with you and I and the jam session and stuff was Bernie David.
Oh, yeah.
From Kaplan as well. So we lost two guys in the culture last week, Bernie David and Hadley Castillo. But, of course, Mr. Hadley Castillo has been all over the world as an ambassador of Cajun music and Cajun culture. I saw Blake during the week, and he said that the whole family's doing fine, you know. Naturally, he's being missed for sure.
Oh, definitely.
I'm going to miss him for sure. I'm going to miss his storytelling. And so we're going to do that in remembrance of Mr. Hadley Castillo. Gracie Babineau is going to do Jolie Blonde.
Jolie blonde,
Did you see him? I thought I saw Hadley right on the front row, smiling from ear to ear and giving you the thumbs up sign. You know, these young ladies are not only involved in school projects and school band and Cajun music and performing, they're also, both of them, straight-A students. So how about a hand for that? Everything they do well. So a while ago when you and I was speaking, I asked you, what you hope to accomplish, and you said you want to give back. So giving back, what's in the future for Gracie and Julie Babineau? What do you want to do? Have you set a goal in life to reach that goal? I used to joke about the Babineau sisters all the time when they were at the jam session. I said, one day, they're going to be headliners all the way in Las Vegas. And so we're going to take a bus all the way from Vermilionville, Lafayette, Louisiana, and get on the bus and go all the way to, remember that, huh? And go all the way to Las Vegas. And we're going to get some front row seats. And we were going to, I know those girls. Hey, Grace, hey, Julie. So have you set the bar kind of high for you and Julie or...
I know Julie and I, we push ourselves a lot.
You do what?
We push ourselves.
Oh, okay.
We push each other, really, too, to be the best that we can be. And it's not always been about fame. And, fame is kind of a perk, if you look at it that way.
Kind of an extra, yeah.
But I've always wanted to teach.
Teach?
I've always wanted to teach. And
like school teach or music teach
music
or both?
Okay. Both, really.
But, yeah, okay.
Teach music in school because, the kids... Smaller kids are the people that learn the fastest and are the ones that are going to save a culture.
Sure, like a big old sponge.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, I think the thing that we're striving for right now is just to travel. I know that Julie and I love history. I love history a lot. And to be able to go all these places, it's just crazy. And I want to do that, too.
Great. So what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to be playing the Homegrown Festival in Algiers.
In Algiers, that's by New Orleans there,
yes,
in
sir.
Algiers. And what is it called?
The Homegrown Festival.
Homegrown Festival. So what time do you all perform there?
11:15.
So we're going to have a bus. No. And we're going to take a ride all the way to Algiers. So you did this project also with... Did you do a project with Ted Benoit?
I don't think so.
Okay, I might get a little mixed up. Were you working on a project with another musician? Maybe I'll think of it actually after I hear you play this song. And we're going to do Sot Krapu, Jump Frog, or Frog Jump, or whatever. This is
not actually the same song. We called it the same thing. But it takes some of the lyrics from Sot Krapu, but we kind of put it to a rock and roll theme.
Oh, is that right? That's actually Sot Krapu. It's an old Basin Brothers song, Albert Roard and Ferran Surrett and all of those friends of mine, probably listening. But this is not like the original Sot Krapu. This is another one that, and you're going to sing that one as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's all hear it. Sot Krapu.
Thank you.
Mono Sisters Band with James Perry, Gary Broussard, Robbie Palmier, and Jason Connor, and of course Gracie and Julie Babineau. I have some kinfolks, Babineau, by the way.
Yeah,
Judge Babineau. We kind of far related, but we're still related. You getting ready to go back into the studio? Did I understand that right? Y'all going to work on another CD? Yes, and so what do we have to look forward to? Are we going to listen to some more Cajun music, or are you going to... Have you written some more songs? Yes?
Yes, sir. A lot of the songs that we played are not actually recorded on a CD yet. So we're going to want to put those on there. And our goal really is to sing in Cajun French, but kind of twist the music up a little bit.
Okay.
Because we love traditional music, but I know we think that it needs to start evolving and changing. And we're going to try to do that and hope everyone likes it.
Well, great. That's a great idea. So I know that next to the back door, probably La Voix de 99 ans is probably the my next most favorite, Ara Le Jeune song. So are you gonna sing that one? And that's the real thing, right?
Yes, sir.
This is it's not like short crap. Okay, so, and you're going to do the vocals as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. La Voix de 99 ans. Of course, you know I like that. Is that your grandmother with the camera?
Yes, sir.
I don't think I would, if I would see her on the street, I don't think I would, and she wouldn't have her camera, I wouldn't recognize her. One thing, when we're going to make the movie about Gracie and Julie Babineau in the future, we're going to have so much footage about them playing music that we'd be able to probably fill 7 or 8 movies every time. That's a good thing too, because man, you can go home and enjoy all that stuff, right? That's right. So, and I mean that when I say I would not recognize you without you holding that little thing, that little camera. So you have, actually, I saw you have Jolie Wetlands and Asterisks. Right here, do you want to visit that song again? Do you want to end with that? Or?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I just put it down there because I know a lot of people don't understand French. And we originally wrote the song in English. And okay. that's what it was for.
So you have a French version and an English version is what
yes,
it is?
Sir.
Okay, so but listen, we probably have time for maybe one and a half or two. We're just going to let it run through the credits. But you have Watchtower and Three Little Birds and Jolie Wetlands. Which two do you want to end with?
I definitely want to do the Watchtower and Three Little Birds.
Okay, well, let's do it. Listen, and you don't have to stop just because of my big mouth. You can just go from one to the other if you want. So the first thing we're going to do is Watchtower. Is that a Gracie song?
No, this is actually a Bob Dylan song.
You can't go by me, girl. Not me and Bob Dylan, but yes. Okay, Watchtower.